Organizers say they gave Stapleton 7 different dates to choose from, but for this debate, the only participants were former Parker Mayor Greg Lopez, businessman Victor Mitchell, and Doug Robinson.
Where's Walker?
That's Robinson.
He's not here. I'm not surprised. He doesn't show up at half of our events. We have worked, all of us, the state and every small town and so on. He's not there. He wasn't here on para reform.
Stapleton is seen as the establishment candidate. Mitchell says his early edge coming out of last month's state nominating assembly is a non-factor.
There are certain party establishment people that love Walker Stapleton because basically they can give him tremendous amount of special interest money and they feel he's more predictable.
Mitchell, Robinson, and Lopez are all running as party outsiders. Lopez says he doesn't care who the GOP officials support.
I don't pay attention to it because it's the voters. They don't speak for the voters.
But just who is the least establishment among the three? Robinson and Mitchell got into a heated exchange about it after Robinson noted that Mitchell has run for office once before.
He calls himself the only outsider in the race. He said this again and again. I'm the only one. I've never run for office. Victor was a representative. He's the only one of us that has actually been elected to the state house.
Doug, are you really serious? You're George Romney's grandson. You're Mitt Romney's nephew.
That's Mitchell.
I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a business owner for 31 years. I spent 2 years in the legislature a decade ago, and I went back to the private sector. It's a bit rich. It's misleading.
Robinson seemed frustrated at the Romney reference.
I am frankly tired of this attack on my family. I mean, we don't choose our family that we grow up in.
But the candidates did find things to agree on. For example, none want to raise taxes for transportation funding, all want more transparency in healthcare costs, and each thinks President Trump's policies, like tax reforms and judicial nominations, are leading the country in the right direction. When asked what Trump policy they disagree with, Robinson says trade.
I don't think that his policies that he's put forward on tariffs and trade are good for Colorado. They're not good for our beer industry. They're not good for our farmers.
Mitchell says he also disagrees with tariffs on U.S. allies like Canada and questioned Trump's management style.
The biggest policy problems he's had is about putting a team together, and he's had a lot of turnover, as we all know.
Lopez thought Trump is really helping the country.
I can't really think of one that I would say I don't agree with. Perhaps there's one where I could say he might have taken a different approach. That would be the NAFTA. You know, and how we're dealing with NAFTA, with Canada and Mexico, because they're so close to our borders.
They don't all have the same stance on marijuana policy and the three marijuana bills Governor John Hickenlooper recently vetoed. Mitchell took issue with a veto on a bill to allow medical marijuana as a treatment for children on the autism spectrum. And Mitchell says he would have signed a bill to let publicly traded companies invest in marijuana businesses.
I've come a long way on marijuana. I've been reading up and really studying and talking to a lot of people.
For his part, Lopez says he was pleased that the governor took a cautious approach and vetoed both of those bills. Lopez also supports the governor's veto on marijuana tasting rooms.
It's going to be shocking, but I agree with him. I think really what Governor Hickenlooper is realizing is that he should have taken a stance in the very beginning.
Like Lopez, Robinson says he would have vetoed the bills too.
We were sold at the time that through legalization, three things would happen. We'd get more revenues for our schools, the black market would shrink, and we'd keep it out of the hands of our kids. And we have not done a good job.
Each candidate wants to invest more money into mental health services. Mitchell says he doesn't think the state should criminalize recreational drug use like marijuana. Lopez also thinks Colorado is too quick to sentence people in some cases, especially those with mental illnesses or those who have experienced trauma. The primary election is on June 26th. It's also the first time unaffiliated voters will be allowed to participate in either the Republican or Democratic primary. I'm Benta Berkland.